Okay, so today we're going deep on local SEO, specifically how to rank first in Western North Carolina.
Really interesting stuff.
Yeah, and we're pulling some really good stuff from the book, Local SEO Secrets, Ranking First in Western North Carolina. And it's already got some really fascinating points in it about not just ranking first on search engines, but ranking first in the minds of your customers.
And you know, this whole local thing,
Yeah.
it's really
It's so interesting.
yeah, it's almost more important now
Totally.
than it's ever been,
Right, like,
even though,
because we're so digital,
yeah, the world's so digital and everything.
you'd think it'd be less important, but it's almost more important now than ever.
Yeah, it is. It's so interesting because you have to be so specific
Right.
and so hyper local.
Yeah, what does ranking first even mean?
Right.
Like, when you talk about a place like Western North Carolina,
Right.
like,
Yeah.
it's not just being at the top of Google
No, it's
or at the top of any search engine.
about understanding those customers
Right.
and knowing what they're looking for.
Yeah. How do you tailor an SEO strategy to a specific region?
Well, the book has some great examples of this.
Okay.
So, for example, say you're a craft brewery
All right.
in Asheville.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just optimize for craft beer,
Yeah.
you would optimize
It's a
for
public case.
best Asheville brewery.
Exactly. Or
Breweries near.
breweries near Biltmore Estates.
Yeah, you got to get
Right?
right.
Hyper
So
local.
hyper local.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can really capture
Yeah, it's like
the attention of that specific
you're
audience.
already speaking their language.
You are.
Yeah.
You're speaking their language before they even walk in the door.
Yeah, before they even know to search for you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And the book also dives into this idea of NFP consistency.
Okay. NFP consistency.
So this is making sure your business name,
Got it.
your address, and your phone number.
Are exactly the same across every online platform.
Google My Business Yelp, you know.
Just your website, exactly.
Okay.
Everywhere it needs to be the same.
That makes sense.
Because Google loves consistency
Sure.
and it builds trust with your customers.
Right.
So
That makes a lot of sense.
it's a win-win.
Yeah, so what about, like,
Yeah.
say, a bigger business, like a hotel chain or something? Would they benefit from that kind of specificity?
Yeah, they would.
Really?
Yeah. So, for example, they might highlight, you know, amenities or experiences
Okay.
that are specific to that location.
Okay.
So they could optimize for hotels near Blue Ridge Parkway
Okay.
with mountain views
Okay.
or pet-friendly hotels in downtown Asheville.
So you're still
Yeah.
really hitting on those
You are.
local desires.
Right.
Okay, cool.
And that's really important.
What about seasonality?
Oh, that's a huge one.
Because Western North Carolina is so seasonal.
Yeah, and the book talks about this a lot. They suggest that businesses adjust their SEO throughout the year.
Oh, that's smart.
Right, so in the summertime,
Okay.
you want to focus on keywords like whitewater rafting near Asheville
Yeah.
or outdoor concerts in Western North Carolina. And then come fall,
Yeah.
you switch it up to fall foliage hikes or apple orchards near Asheville.
Oh, that's so smart.
Right, so you're constantly mirroring
You're
what
like,
people are searching for.
yeah, you're like following the trends.
You are.
Oh, that's great. Heck yeah.
Exactly.
I'm starting to really rethink my whole approach to SEO.
Yeah. It's fascinating stuff.
But what about, you know, we talk about all these long tail keywords and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that limits your reach?
That's a good question.
Especially in a place that gets as much traffic as Western North Carolina.
Yeah. And it's definitely a balancing act.
Okay.
You know, long tail keywords are great
Right.
because they bring in that highly targeted traffic, but you also don't want to abandon those broader keywords
Okay.
completely. So, you know, you wouldn't get rid of Asheville hotels,
Gotcha.
but you would also make sure you're ranking for boutique hotels
Yeah.
near the Asheville Art District.
Okay.
So it's all about balance.
So the takeaway is that ranking first in Western North Carolina, or honestly anywhere,
Anywhere.
is about way more
Yeah.
than just keywords.
It is.
It's
It's
about
about your location
understanding the location.
and understanding your target audience.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes total sense.
And applying that understanding
Yeah.
to every aspect of your online presence.
Right.
The book actually had a case study
Right.
about a local pottery shop in Asheville
Okay.
that tripled their online sales by
Yeah.
focusing on a really specific niche
Oh.
within pottery.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, so you know there's so much potential there.
Wow, this deep dive is really giving me a lot to think about.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to leave us with?
I would just say, you know, start thinking about what makes your business and your location unique.
Yeah.
What keywords would someone in your area search for to find your services?
Okay.
What are their specific needs?
Right.
What are their interests?
Yeah.
If you can answer those questions, you're on your way to ranking first.
Yeah.
Not just in search results.
Right.
But in the minds of your ideal customers.
That's the key.
That's what it's all about.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This was awesome.
This was fun.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
See you later.